This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Applications for gun violence prevention grants are now available. The money comes from the State Department's Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Up to $200,000 will be divided among 20 nonprofit and for-profit organizations to help them reduce gun violence in their communities. Grant awards are expected to be announced in the spring. A new analysis from national scientists shows 2022 was a year of weather and climate extremes. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration crunched the numbers and has a fresh snapshot of the U.S. climate. Last year was 1.4 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than average and had an inch and a half less precipitation than normal. That means 2022 ranked in the top one-third of warmest and driest years on record. Human-caused climate change is helping fuel this kind of extreme weather, which NOAA says played a role in 18 separate weather and climate disasters last year. Those totaled more than $1 billion in losses each. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
A new Colorado company is aiming at improving theater accessibility for disabled actors. CPR's Eden Lane has the details.
Actress Jenna Bainbridge and her husband Paul Berhorst have worked in many Colorado theaters, including Family Theater Company, the creative home for Colorado's theater artists with disabilities. Now the couple has launched a consulting business to help theaters and educational programs create more accessible and inclusive programming and training for disabled artists. Paul Berhorst says this work is more than just applying the Americans with Disabilities Act.
It's helping theater companies realize you can cast anybody in any role. We're here to help you get over those hurdles that you think are insurmountable.
Berhorst says ConsultAbility aims to create spaces where disabled artists can thrive without having to self-advocate. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Come find today's latest news at CPR.org.